Hello, Mark Lowdy and Simon Littlewood here once again from the SME ICC Conference and Expo in Singapore. There are three types of exhibitors here at the event, broadly speaking. Simon, there are technology companies offering technology solutions. There are banks and finance companies that are offering financing. And then there are other portals that offer unsecured loans, usually overnight approvals, fast approvals, to tide you over your working capital. And one of the guests who came by our exhibition stand earlier today was commenting about that third point. He was pointing out that one of his customers likes to factor his invoices because it makes the customer pay faster. So a factoring service means that, let's say, you supply a product or service to Simon, you attach an invoice. By sending that invoice off to a factoring company, the premise is that Simon will pay that invoice faster because that invoice factoring company is going to chase you for payment. Can you give us some insights into how that works?
The first thing is that there's been a massive growth in borrowing money to offset the fact that your customers haven't paid invoices. One of the main reasons for that is there's been a huge increase in liquidity globally as a result of central banks releasing money. What that's done is it's made it easier for companies to borrow money at low interest rates than to focus on the discipline of getting their customers to pay them when they should pay them. And there's a big danger in that, right? And I think one of the issues with factoring is it might be very tempting to borrow money, but at the end of the day, factor takes no responsibility for whether or not the invoice is accurate. And the second that a customer says, actually, you know what, that invoice isn't accurate, the factor will just hand it straight back to you. So let's bear in mind that you're borrowing money in some cases and paying interest on it to fund a cash flow gap caused by the fact that somebody has not met their terms of trade with you. So there's a place for factoring, but it's much better if you organize things so that you get paid according to your terms of trade, and so that the money comes from the customer, not from an intermediary.
Yeah? Right. So let's say, once again, you've sent an invoice to Simon. Are you more or less likely to pay that invoice on time simply because the supplier has factored the invoice?
That sounds like something that a factor might say to sell his service. I mean, you know, certainly outsourcing services typically say, look, you know, we do the invoicing and collection, we're specialists, we can do it a lot better than you. Doesn't necessarily follow in my experience, firstly. And secondly, the moment that they find an issue which actually prevents the invoice being paid, or if the customer raises any kind of query, it gets handed straight back to the originator of the invoice.
So you wouldn't be intimidated by the fact that your supplier has used a factoring company?
Sounds like a sales point to me.
Right. Yeah. One final point then about the fact that the interest rate environment is changing, the economy is slowing, interest rates are going lower. Is the urgency still there to make sure that you do get paid your invoices on time?
Yes. I mean, it's been very difficult to call when this bonanza of free cash will come to an end. But let's just focus on reality. Despite the fact that global interest rates continue to be low, and you know, in the US, due to political pressure, they're still keeping them low or even lowering them further. The fact of the matter is, if you want to fund your invoices in Singapore, you might well find yourself paying 12 to 14%, you know, over a average global cost of capital in the low single digits. So it's not a very good solution. Borrowing money at 12 or 14%, paying interest on it, particularly when it's money that you are owed by a customer. The better solution is figure out how you can recalibrate your relationship with your customers, particularly your big customers, to ensure that you get paid on time every time.
We are here at the SME ICC for the next 2 days, 21st, 22nd of August. Join us at Suntec City Convention Centre and drop by to say hello to Simon and I.